Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Friday, July 6th, 2018. On this day, in 1885, Louis Pasteur successfully tested his vaccine against rabies on Josef Meister, a boy who was bitten by a rabid dog. Berlin's tram drivers are sounding the alarm, writing an open letter from employee representatives to the executive board of Berliner Verkehrsbetriebe, or the BVG, stating, quote, "We are extremely concerned about the daily worsening situation in the tram sector." The letter was published on social media on Wednesday. Among other things, employees complain about a, quote, "precarious personnel situation in the transport service." As an example of the overload, they cite the deadline of July 3rd of 2018, on which only 590 drivers were available for 642 services. Although BVG now employs more than 1,150 tram drivers, compared with only around 750 at the end of 2013, this is not enough to cover the increased requirements. In recent years, the number of passengers has grown considerably, and, as a result, at the request of the Senate, the cycle times of the trams have been shortened, some trams running at intervals of only 3 minutes. It is said that serious organizational deficiencies and inappropriate compensation led to many new colleagues leaving the company after a short time. The mediators are calling on the BVG to organize the working conditions in such a way that tram drivers are once again able to carry out their work tasks properly. At present, there is hardly any possibility to take a break. The company is also being asked to create incentives to retain young people. BVG spokeswoman Petra Ritz said that the criticism was taken seriously and that the company will respond to the complaints with a letter today. For a year, gun owners were urged to hand in their illegal firearms to the Berlin police to prevent them from falling into the wrong hands. To ensure that those who have something to hide also complied with the request, the authorities stated that no one would be prosecuted. The deadline ended on July 1, 2018, and the results are in. The one-year amnesty of arms was a disaster for Berlin. Since July 6, 2017, a total of 81 guns had been surrendered. This is the result of a response by the Senate administration to a question by FDP Member of Parliament Marcel Lutte, who stated that the, quote, "number is a joke. It has to be made clear that this action has not been successful." The FDP politician complains that only people who did not do anything wrong surrendered a weapon. Despite the promised impunity, the action only appealed to the, quote, "harmless clientele." Lutte went on to say that the measure completely ignored the problem area, and the aim should have been to withdraw illegal weapons that could be used to commit crimes. But, as expected, not a single one was handed over. The problem in this city is not the legal gun owners and good citizens, but the armed criminals. 6 hours after Berlin terrorist Anis Amri was shot dead by Italian police, he received a text message from an unknown contact person. The Tunisian Meha D, 32 years old, has now been identified as the author of the message and is wanted worldwide, among other things, for aiding and abetting murder. German investigators consider his role to be crucial. Mehadi is said to have acted as a leader in the background of the attack, as a kind of terrorist mentor on behalf of the Islamic State. He is said to be the man Amri chatted with for weeks before the attack and who encouraged him to do so. Mehadi is said to have sent Amri a document entitled, quote, "The Good News for Guidance for Those Who Carry Out Martyr Operations." It explains why it is justified to kill women and children in attacks. Shortly before the attack on December 19th of 2016, they exchanged 7 messages. Amri sent a voice message when he was already on his way to Breitscheidplatz in Berlin. Mehdi was apparently identified because of a bank transfer that Amri is said to have made 10 days before the attack in Berlin. 700 euro are said to have gone to a Tunisian who later testified to the Tunisian police that the money was for his brother, Mehdi, and that he had gone to Libya in 2015 as a fighter of the IS. It is unclear exactly where Mehdi is now. However, German authorities consider it probable that he is still in Libya. Since 2016, security authorities have increasingly observed that covert advisors from afar play a role in terrorist attacks. Their task is to radicalize potential assassins and advise them in the preparation of their actions, but also to keep them in line and prevent them from jumping off at the last moment. Passengers of low-cost airline Ryanair will have to prepare for a strike by Irish pilots next Thursday, July 12th. This was decided by a 99% majority in a strike vote and will last 24 hours. The strike could affect many summer vacationers. Ryanair also flies to several German airports from Ireland. Flight connections between Berlin-Schönefeld and Dublin will also be affected. The airline reacted with disappointment on Twitter and stressed that the vote was only on behalf of a few hundred of the airline's more than 4,000 pilots. Next Tuesday, all air passengers from Ireland will be informed whether they are affected by this, quote, unnecessary strike. The Ryanair pilots stationed at 10 German bases are also to vote on whether an indefinite strike for the demands for higher pay and better working conditions is necessary. According to the German Cockpit Association, VC, the result is not expected before the end of July. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.